Band leader and conga drummer Pancho Sanchez says he first heard the rhythms of Latin jazz as a young boy. Back then, his older sisters tuned into a radio show in Los Angeles. The DJ liked to play mambos and cha-chas by the likes of Machito and Tito Puente. Pancho remembers hearing the rhythms of his sisters' feet scraping the floor as they danced. Now, Pancho Sanchez is one of the best-known names in Latin jazz. He has more than 20 albums to his credit, including a 1999 Grammy winner, Latin Soul. This is how he describes his music in his own words.
I tell many people when you're practicing the conga drum, it's not what you play when you're playing the rhythm or the groove. Sometimes it's what you don't play to the groove that makes it swing. I used to sit in my mother's garage with one conga drum only, not a whole bunch of them, and you just hit it, doom, doom, pa, da, doom, doom, da, pa. And what I would do, sometimes I'd go about 45 minutes just playing doom, pa, ka, chika, doom, doom, da, 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 pa, ka, chika, doom, playing the mambo groove and not putting nothing in it, just the groove. Latin jazz is mine and yours. It was born in the United States of America, New York City. You have the sophistication, the melody, the harmonies, the theory of American standards or American jazz tunes, bebop tunes. And then you have the other flavor from Cuba, Puerto Rico. You got the mambo, the cha-cha-cha, the dance rhythms. You put those two things together and you have Latin jazz. Watermelon Man, well, the original was from Herbie Hancock, and he recorded it without congas or timbales or anything. He didn't even know it was a cha-cha or nothing. It was just, they played like a funky little medium tempo funky tune, you know? Mongo Santa Maria got a hold of it, and Mongo made it into an authentic cha-cha groove. One and two and three and four. And what gives the cha-cha its distinct sound is the guiro. The guiro in it. That gives it the actual distinct sound of a cha-cha-cha. And now I've recorded it. And we give that party atmosphere, all the guys in the band are kind of jive talking in the background and screaming and yelling. David Torres, my musical director, really helps me out a great deal. I don't know how to read and write music, but I could tell you in a minute if you're playing right or wrong, you know what I mean? Sometimes I just call him on the phone and start helping him with ideas. I have a little tape recorder next to my bed. Usually it's in the morning when I wake up with ideas. In the morning I grab that thing and start humming ideas, you know, and then I play this tape for David on the phone and, okay, we'll come over later on and we'll work it out, you know? I'm sitting behind a conga drum and he's usually sitting behind his piano and I hum my ideas and he goes, you mean like this? And, you know, we gotta hack it out, you know what I mean? It takes a little time, but that's how I write my tunes. Oyelo, I just started thinking of Oye Como Va, bum, 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 and that same little groove like Oye Como Va, Oyelo, que rico está mi cha cha cha, pa bailar.
Que rico está mi cha cha cha, pa gozar.
I'm telling people, listen to how good my rhythm is to dance the cha 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 to. I think of a lot of stuff when I solo. I think of John Coltrane solos. I think of blues licks, old blues licks on guitar or piano. You know, some old blues cats will play. And And they keep adding, on to this little lick, you know. I said, man, that grooves, you know. He ain't doing nothing but just grooving. He ain't doing some hard technical thing. He's just letting the thing groove, you know. Well, that's what I do with the conga. I'll start playing a stoom, blah, 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 blah. I'm proud and happy to play this music authentically and acoustically. They have called me the keeper of the flame, and that's cool if they want to call me that. I love this music very much, and it's done a lot for me. So I tell people, well, as long as Poncho Sanchez is around, you will get your authentic Latin jazz.
Poncho Sanchez, he talked about his music as part of In Their Own Words, an occasional series on All Things Considered. Poncho Sanchez and his band are on tour this summer. Tonight they're performing at the Long Beach Jazz Festival in Long Beach, California.